Hercules, 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 Hercules. I'm sorry. Every time in this movie, the crowds are going, Hercules, Hercules. I pictured Eddie Murphy as the fat mom on The Nutty Professor.
Well, I mean, they had to do it.
Well, yeah, but I still couldn't help but laugh every single time. That's Hercules, true. Hercules, Hercules.
See, I was laughing just for, you know, different reasons, you know, dialogue. Just the basic conceit of the plot.
A complete and utter lack of thespianship.
Yeah. Whatever, man. Scott Atkins was good.
Was he? Was he? I'm not sure anyone was good in this. You know, it's so funny at the end because you're like going, wow, this is so bad. It's so and funny. They must have really pulled some schmuck out to do this thing. And then you're like, a Rennie Harlan film. And you're like, oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah. What's funny, you get to the credits. It doesn't even remind you of the title. It first thing, directed by Rennie Harlan.
Yeah.
Right in your face.
Yeah.
And it comes up. Like, it swoops up because they're like, oh, we're in 3D. We got to make as much use of this as possible.
They had it on this weird plexiglass, like, revolving thing that looks like they had it on a barrel and were just spinning the barrel to make the titles come up. I was like, wait, does that? No. Okay. Are they going to reach out and pull out the winner's number? I don't know.
I don't know. I thought it was kind of cute. They were proud of the work. The way that my 3-year-old nephew writes Ezra on everything.
Well, I hope he's better than it.
Well, he's 3.
Rennie Harlan, of course, is the guy who's brought you such classics as Nightmare on Elm Street 4, The Dream Master, The Adventures of Ford Fairlane, Die Hard 2.
You bastard.
Which is sad that maybe one of his best films is one of the not as good Die Hard movies.
Yeah.
Cliffhanger, which is okay. Cutthroat Island, which is not. The Longest Goodnight, which is definitely his best movie.
But The Deep Blue Sea, which is brilliant.
It's brilliantly bad. And it has maybe the single best character death in an action film ever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And one of the best soundtrack songs of all time, LL Cool J's Deepest Bluest, My Head Is Like a Shark's Fin.
Now you're pushing it.
Actual lyrics.
But, you know, this is The Unusual Suspects. We are here to review Rennie Harlan's The Legend of Hercules. Now, this isn't the coming up Hercules the Thracian Wars, which I was like, oh, maybe we'll actually get a good Hercules movie. And they're like, directed by Brett Ratner. Oh, fuck. But going around here, I, of course, am Chris Cox. Joining me is...
JC DeLeon.
Elliot.
Ashley Moreno.
Hooray! And we are going to take this motherfucker down. I can't say I didn't have a good time. I just, not for the reasons they were hoping, I suspect. Yeah. But before we go too far into this, I do want to give a little, like, just get into the plot here for a second. And I thought of kind of every character on here is so exaggerated and ridiculous. You can tell the plot by doing very base level impressions of each one. All right. So we're just going to go with that. Just tell the plot as it goes. Of course, you start off with the king, that's King Amphitryon, played by Scott Atkins. And the king is this! He's the guy who yells about everything! I'm gonna kill you all! And then he does kill them all! And then he becomes king! And then it's years later, and his wife, who's very sweet and never wanted to be the queen. Oh, Zeus, please help me. Zeus, just kill this evil man and give me a son. Seriously, just rape the shit out of me like the entity. I don't care. Give me a son that can help to may bring peace to this kingdom. But the king is mad and he knows something's wrong. So 20 years later, the king has had 2 sons. One who's his own, who's like this, who's very Hercules, damn it. I will get my way, and then skulks off into the shadows because he's a wormy kind of guy
doing his best Loki impersonation.
Yeah, he's like a really terrible Loki. He's like stares at everything with huge anime eyes all the time, and his eyebrows like so far up his forehead they're part of his hairline.
If Joffrey and Loki had a baby,
exactly.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
It would be this guy.
And then Hercules himself is, duh, I'm Hercules. I'm sorry, Kellan Lutz is no, he's.
Chris Hemsworth was way too
He's
busy.
No Hemsworth.
Yeah, well, Chris Hemsworth was... If Chris Hemsworth wasn't doing shit, he would have been too busy for this. Kellan Lutz doesn't even qualify as an actor in my book, quite frankly. He is... I mean, there's a scene where he's supposed to feel emotional pain and they're dumb enough to keep the camera on him for an extended period of time. And he's like... My dog... Actually, I'm too young. I never actually had a dog that died, so I got nothing.
You could feel the 70 takes it took to get that one in his performance.
He actually, at one point he creased his brow.
Like he couldn't pull the Will Smith, like, I'm going to do a math problem in my head to make it look like I'm sad.
Yeah, when he's sad, he looks like he just handed a dog a telephone, you know? He's just, I don't get it. What am I supposed to do here? I don't understand.
And there were some simple beats that he just could not do.
Yeah. He's, of course, got his best friend. Do you know who that was? Was that Liam Garrison? Garrigan?
Iphicles, yeah.
Yeah. Who really they give almost nothing to do except to be like, go Team Hercules!
Yeah.
You know, basically the king finds an excuse to get rid of Hercules because he's in love with this girl who's in love with back with him. But the evil son is like, no, I'm going to have that girl. I'm going to take her. She's like, no, I don't want to be with him. I'm going to kill myself if I have to go with him. Hercules is like, don't worry, babe. I'll be back. So they send off Hercules on a mission that's doomed to failure as everyone dies but him and his little Iphicles buddy, and then they got to do a bunch of shit that never actually happened in Hercules or any version I've ever seen or heard of.
I was lost through a lot of this because I was like, I was a kid and I was into Greek mythology. I don't remember any of this.
Yeah, ultimately, it's him fighting his way back to the kingdom to save the kingdom from tyranny. It's like, I don't think this was the story of Hercules.
It was in Gladiator.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, this is a mix of so many other sword and sandal movies. I mean, even video game sword and sandal things. Like, what is the God of War? Like, the last 20 minutes of this film, they're like, fuck it, this is God of War now.
Yeah.
It's like seriously, with him like throwing around big things on chains and killing people with magic powers, you're like, really? I still don't think Hercules ever did that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could literally sit here and laugh about this for an hour, but you know what? Somebody else talk, for God's sakes.
I can expand upon what you said about, it's just a mismatch of so many different things. Like, they have the slowdown of 300, they have a sequence that figuratively is He-Man. It just is. Like,
yes.
Right before that happened, I was like, please don't make this happen. Please, you're doing it. You're doing it right now. You're making,
Well, 10 minutes in, you realize it's like, if they were doing a trailer of this with that old classic trailer guy, it would say, in a world made of springboards. Every scene is someone jumping in the air with a weapon held way above their head, then suddenly stopping in slow motion. And you're like, how did he jump that high?
It's like Gladiator mixed with Cirque du Soleil. Yeah. Like, I don't know what's going on here.
He wasn't even Greek.
Well, and then you have like, then they mix in, at one point he's chained up. And you're like, oh, this looks like a crucifix. You're going to do the, let this pass from me if it's not my fate, like when Jesus before you die. Oh, you're really going to do that.
Well, they mixed it with Samson, though.
They did. They totally really did.
Like, crossed those things together. This was really like, I don't, you know, it's not like they were like, oh, the story of Hercules is already owned by somebody. We can't tell that story. Like, No, it's not like they had to dodge around that.
No.
But they decided to go their own way anyway.
Yeah, I was looking forward to be able to talk about anything in the plot because there wouldn't be a spoiler. It's a pretty old story. But it turns out it's a totally new story.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but it's definitely not the Hercules story.
He is named Hercules. Spoiler.
Yeah, and he is the son of Zeus, like he's supposed to be, so that's good.
Yeah. And like it is still one of those, like, oh, he's, it felt like for a while they were trying to do a King Arthur or something, like, where it's like, no, this is the story kind of if it was in the real world.
Yeah.
Like, how this could happen. And then there's a point the movie just goes, fuck it.
Yeah. It's like, we have an effects budget that we haven't spent at all yet.
They didn't spend much of a budget in general. No. I don't know. I mean, like, in this movie's defense, it moves really quickly from stupid scene to stupid scene, filled with actors completely overacting, really horrifically badly written dialogue, but so badly at points that it's just, you start to wonder, they knew what they were doing, right? I mean, there's a scene where he's got like this necklace that was given to him by the girl.
Yes, this is my favorite part.
And he pulls it out and she's like, where were you hiding that this whole time? And he never answers, and it's not done like he does a double take or like, he just moves on to the next bit of dialogue, and you're like, did they mean that when they wrote it to insinuate that, yes, he had that uncomfortable hunk of metal up his ass for the last year? It's
really the only place it could have been.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, he does have a few ripples, but they're all usually too taut. Like, my man boobs, I could probably hide something underneath.
Yeah, it's like, but I could maybe fit something in here, but he had, like, he was stacked, so it's like, it would just slide out.
I mean, from a lady's point of view, though, I mean, I know this was all about the man meat.
Oh, there was a lot of dudes in this. there were fewer man buns than I was really expecting. which is a little disappointing. One thing I thought was strange is that everyone in the movie is the same age.
Yeah, even like when he's grown up and his mom is still obviously like
they're the same age.
Pretty much the same age.
Yeah, yeah.
No like, attempt to age them at all.
It was weird.
Yeah,
like it was weird. A beard.
Yeah, and that's about it. They also have sprinkles of white throughout it, so there was that bit of aging. But yeah,
yeah, that's true.
Well, they couldn't even pull like a Winona Ryder in Star Trek. She was right. Visibly older.
Yeah. Yeah, well, she was physically older. We just hadn't seen her for a long time. That's true.
She couldn't steal somebody's youth.
Right? Yeah, I hear that's a thing that happens, a gift that's given to everyone who appears in a Tim Burton film. So, you see Johnny Depp, you used up most of it. But I don't know. I can't say I hated it. I should have. If I was a proper critic, I would say, I hate this film. This is awful garbage. And it is awful garbage, but my God, I laughed my ass off through the entire freaking movie.
Yeah, the entire theater did. I mean, if I had a more interesting life, I would have said that was garbage. But fact is, I wasn't going to do anything more fun than watch this movie tonight. I laughed so many times. I laughed when the credits came on at the end because they shot into my face. Yeah.
Like, and you're never laughing. It was amazing. You're always laughing at it. Yeah. But sometimes that is actually fun. Mm-hmm. You know, the one thing about this I kept thinking was, this is the most bloodless movie I've seen in as long as I can remember.
Yeah,
both literally and metaphorically bloodless.
Really aim for that PG-13 rating.
Man, they could have had a ton of blood by comparison. Yeah. There is none. There's like scenes where people, we watch them getting impaled, and there ain't a drop.
Like, I didn't even think about that, but you're right.
It's like, rarely does someone, like, you know, you watch the show Spartacus, which is very silly but fun, sword and sandals, like, you know, this type of thing. And that show is 1,000 times better than this movie, partially because they just embrace the one thing you can do and not make it only get by its silliness in this day and age, which is just go full blown. Here's a bunch of boobs and dicks and blood everywhere.
Yeah.
You gotta go full Game of Thrones.
And
you
this can't is, have it. This goes like, it's like, no, we're gonna make this movie for 12-year-olds and apparently some really stupid people I saw coming out.
It even did one of my things. It's kind of one of my pet peeves where somebody is like, I'm gonna really slowly stab you, but the camera's never gonna move from my face. But you clearly, I'm stabbing this person.
Yeah,
and it's like
that's the face stab. You know, it's a stab face. You're like, I make my stab sometimes in bed. My girlfriend's like, are you making a stab face? Like, I'm sorry, honey, I got distracted. I was thinking about killing this guy. Sorry.
She's a lucky lady.
lucky lady.
Sorry, it's my stab face. I don't want to tell you. So I revert to it autonomically sometimes. It wasn't just that though. I mean, it was. You know, every single action scene was almost identical.
Oh, yeah.
Like, every single one was like, okay, it's been 10 seconds since we've had a shot from straight on of someone leaping impossibly high in the air with their weapon held above them. I mean, it felt like in the writing stage that there was some good ideas around this, because there are some little cool, you know, hey, this guy probably worked for Hercules, the TV show, midway through its run at some point stuff. We're like, oh, that was a neat little exchange of wounds or weapons or what would have been wounds if there had been any actual blood. But but it's filmed so poorly. And, you know, Rennie Harlan, sure, he's not the greatest filmmaker in the world, but he's had enough experience. I expect a little better than this.
Well, I tell you, watching the movie, it felt like a script that was done by committee, because there was outlines of some stuff that could have been compelling. You know how the king is hiring these outside armies and the people aren't actually in control of their own kingdom anymore. But they just didn't even focus on that. And they said, okay, it was going to be about, we want the Twilight crowd, so we're going to get this love triangle going.
Yeah, with Kellan Lutz from Twilight.
Yeah,
they're trying really hard right now to have every little minor character who was in Twilight now get their own series. And that's kind of sad, because really there's pretty much only, what's her name? Only good actress out of that whole thing.
The one from Pitch Perfect.
What's her? Anna Kendrick.
Yeah. She's also a pretty good
awesome, but...
musician.
Really?
Yep. She has a song on the radio right now.
Why does every actor have to be a musician these days?
You'll miss her when she's gone.
Can't you just pick one? This isn't Hong Kong. Cut it out.
Yeah. People like us need two jobs, not rich actors.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah. They shouldn't be subjecting us to their hobbies.
Look, the reason
I'm sorry, you guys.
The reason I can't find a job now is because Anna Kendrick took my singing job.
Yeah. It took your job.
We got to stop these celebrities from coming in and stealing all our other celebrity jobs. It's not right.
You guys laugh, but he has a voice like an angel. A national treasure.
I just imagine it being like The Hangover, when the fuck up, when he sings. I forgot his
name. No, it's not like that.
Okay.
Go ahead, do it. You're ready to launch in with some stuff that we just haven't gotten to yet.
So I suffer a little bit from dizziness. The 3D did not help this movie. It was really poorly shot, and the jumps were comical, and the 3D did not help. One of my favorite things about going to one of the non-Alamo movie theaters, it has those intros where you're like on a roller coaster and it's like, ah, the popcorn popped, but we're dropping. So the entire intro sequence is really like that. And you're on a roller coaster ride, dodging arrows, and there's some flames that pop up, and it's...
I did go a couple times with the arrows. There's so many flying at you. You're like, ah, okay, stop it. All right, I'm just going to close my eyes till this.
Don't hit my knee.
Don't you do what
I used to watch Hercules, and then I took an arrow to the knee.
But did you find yourself actually getting nauseous at points?
Not as much as I was just laughing. Like, I actually had a lot of fun watching this.
Laughter really is the best medicine.
It really is.
For the disease that is the Legend of Hercules.
But this is coming from somebody, like, who loves old dogs. So I'm probably not...
You get out of my house.
Sorry.
No, sit down.
Okay, I'm back.
This time. You are never going to make me watch old dogs again.
It's so good.
No.
And I'm surprised that a movie found a plot that's not covered by old dogs, and Hercules did that, which is nice.
But there's no fusion of old dogs in here? Is that what you're saying?
No, but old dogs is like 20 movies in one.
Oh, I see. So you thought that covered all the plots.
Yeah, but it turns out there's one left.
There was one left, and it was the 8 or so plots that make up The Legend of Hercules.
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah, although I did like it the first time I watched it when it was called He-Man, and that's saying a lot.
And then the second time when it was called Thor, so.
Yeah.
I feel like you shouldn't even put Thor in the same sentence as this movie, and I've never actually seen the He-Man movie, but I suspect that might even be true for that as well.
Well, I'm not comparing them so much as it's just like, they were trying so hard to be Thor.
Yeah.
Nobody can be that guy.
This is one of those movies where it's like, because I loved He-Man as a kid, and I really hope that there's a good He-Man movie one day, but movies like this, anything, there's probably not going to be.
No.
Well, to be fair, we're all just a little let down because Arnold Schwarzenegger could have given this guy acting lessons.
I was so disappointed. In the beginning, the radio person who hosted the screening was like, hey, I got a trivia question for free stuff, which I decidedly don't want and don't have room for anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I got a hat of Legend of Hercules. I'm like, yeah, I don't want that. I don't care if the movie's awesome. I don't want it. And she's like, who starred as Hercules in the movie Hercules in New York? And I'm like, no one in the theater but the film critics.
I was going to say, yeah, I totally knew the answer, but I'm not going to be the douchebag.
Yeah, we're all just sitting there going like, seriously? Like, no one in this theater knows the answer to
somewhere
that?
Somewhere Brian Salisbury is like getting an alert in his head. What?
I was like, these are the people who come out on a Thursday night to see Legend of Hercules for no good reason.
Yeah.
What do you guys think the odds are that the director's commentary for this movie is going to be anywhere near as good as the one for Conan? Because there's no way.
I just want to see Rennie Harlan and Kellen Lutz trading clever bon mots such as duh. I'm sure Harlan's not stupid, but he doesn't have a lot of taste.
Well, he has beefcake taste. So.
Yeah, I was about to say, he's got a taste in a few things. Yeah. I thought they were very tasteful spray tans, for one. I mean, I could usually spot those carrots a mile away, but in this one, it really blended in with the background.
Well, so they were constantly covered with dirt, too.
Yeah,
so
yeah, that true.
It had somebody whose whole job was just had the dirt gun. Just dirt.
Which, if you're short on those, my name is Ashley Moreno. You can reach me via the oneofus.net website.
And by dirt gun, I mean my hands. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I see. Only specific. If you're Kellen Lutz or Kellen Lutz-ish.
Yeah, or even the lady who played Hebe. And then I can just come back and tell you guys it happened.
Yeah.
Jealous.
She was kind of hot.
Yeah, but not dirty. She wasn't covered in dirt.
I was a little disappointed that the Oracle, who Hera spoke through, wasn't really hot at all. Because I was like, when she first started to appear, I was like, oh yeah, we're going to get some, I know how Spartacus is, we're going to get some girl-on-girl sandal action here. And then you're like, yeah. No thanks.
I'd say, like, jeez,
Hera, have some better taste already.
She was a jealous lady. She's not going to pick a hottie.
Yeah, that's probably.
Well, that's the thing, like, they completely gloss, like, by going through Hera, like, you gloss over, like, that essential tenet of Hercules was, it was... Zeus messing around, like, and messing around isn't if the wife approves, like.
Yeah, she comes in, it's like, are you sure you really want to save your kingdom and have peace? Yes, I'm sure already. Okay, I'll tell my husband he can fuck you.
Yeah,
like, what? Well, this is a little bit how, like, Hercules doesn't kill the one lady warrior, he just ties her up in her net. Zeus is a rapist, and that's a hard sell these days.
Yeah.
A little harder than it was back then. So I mean,
even for a god,
even it's frowned upon.
This really, like, if I would frown upon anybody who had issues with if they had done it traditionally, be like, that's not right, that god just raped her. I'd be like, this is like ancient mythology. That's how it is. Shut the hell up.
If he had fought a hater, I would have allowed it.
I'm not saying he should have raped her, but I'm saying, like, I don't want the wife approving it. Like, it just sort of takes it from it.
I just think the king of gods gets a pass. I think there's that point you're like, I know rape is one of the most horrible things anybody can do to anybody, but you're the king of gods. You get a pass.
Zeus doesn't rape a lady, like, but he'll shake the shit out of one.
Yeah, it's kind of like that College Humor sketch where the husband finds out that his wife slept with Derek Jeter and he's not even mad.
Jeez.
Yeah.
How are you going to be mad because your wife slept with Derek Jeter?
Yeah, I think I've heard a version of that, like, where it was, yeah, somebody else like that idea. Yeah. Like, wait, who'd you fool around with? It was Tom Cruise.
Oh, more of a compliment.
I'd still be mad.
You'd still be mad?
If it was Tom Cruise, yeah.
Okay, but if it was somebody cool, if it was like Nathan Fillion or something, you'd be like,
yeah.
Yeah, that was
awful. I'd be like, quick, pull his pants down. That shit might still be wet. I'm kidding. It's late.
Oh, my God. I'd at least turn into a swan first. Jesus Christ.
My name isn't Leda.
Anyway, let's just move to the final summation here. Like I said, it's about as bad a film in all its parts that as you can imagine. And yet sometimes B movies that are fun B movies are because they're more than the sum of all those terrible parts on their own. When everything isn't working, it kind of works in a weird sort of like, I'm at least having fun laughing at it. And I did have fun laughing at it. The only thing that kind of lost me at one point where I was getting bored was literally the repetitiveness of that springboard shot. There's got to be 100 shots in this movie that are exactly the same. You're like, yeah. I get it. Okay. You made this movie for kids who like WWF.
You've seen Troy. You like that part where Brad Pitt punches somebody in the neck when he jumps up.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. And so you made the whole movie that pretty much just that scene over and over again. But I don't know. I mean, I can't recommend this really on any level. You have to be in exactly the right mood with exactly the right group of people and know that you're capable of enjoying films that are this bad, on occasion. But on a more specific, on a real life rating scale, I'm going to have to give this, let's see. How about 3 out of 10, steroid shots? What about you?
Yeah, I think we covered a lot of ground here. If you don't have time to see Hercules, watch the trailer. Make jokes about the trailer with your friends. You saw the whole movie. To Chris's point, if we were a different kind of website that assigns stars to things, I would have to give this 1 out of 5 stars for being just terrible. But we're not. So I'm going to give this 7 out of 10 man boobs.
That's a lot of moobs, lady.
There was a lot of moobs in this movie. I don't think I've ever seen that.
They were hard and erect moobs. I'm grossed out even having said that.
Don't see this movie.
I got to echo a lot of what Chris and Ashley said. There were parts that I was trying to give it something. Like when it first started, I was like, well, you know what? Even if it's bad, I can at least like the costume design and some of the set pieces, but it looked like it should have been the Sci-Fi Channel. It was 1999 green screen. I felt like I was watching Ella Enchanted. So I would say, just like Chris said, if it's something that you're with a group of friends, y'all have some beer and it's late and see a party's ending, this is a movie to watch. But by no means go see it in the theater. So my rating is, it's a good movie to catch at 11 o'clock at night on Netflix before you have to go to work in the morning.
Is that technically a rating?
To me, it is.
It is arbitrary. I guess you'd say, my rating is pig.
Well, yeah, look, if I had to give it
agave.
If I had to give it an objective rating, 2 out of 10.
What about you, JC?
So I should preface that Scott Adkins really wasn't that good in this, but mm-hmm. I like him a lot, and seeing him in a big theatrical movie, I'm happy for, and I'm hoping it leads to more movies for him, because he's genuinely talented, just not in this movie. All of that being said, yeah, to echo Elliot's sentiment, the different looks of the film, it kept switching from like looking like 300 to being in real locations, looking like a real movie, and it's like, make up your mind, cinematographer. Yeah, definitely don't see it in theaters. It's January fluff. If this were a movie that tried to sell itself in September or August, I would be way harsher. But you know, it's fun at times, and it's not the worst thing you can ever see yourself seeing if you're bored on Netflix.
Yeah.
But I would say 4 out of 10 Broken Arrows, which is a better movie than this.
Yes, it is. In January, anything you get that doesn't make you want to run out of the theater is like, I mean, you're the movie watching equivalent of the little Ethiopian kid when the filmmaking crew for the television commercial comes by and hands you half a sandwich. Yeah. You're like, oh, thank you. I'm so hungry.
But this sandwich is full of sand.
It's a sandwich.
Yeah.
Did you not mean to say
that? I did not mean
to say that. Oh, okay. I was playing along. That wasn't me. I didn't mean to tell that pun.
I didn't mean to either.
God, now I'm going to be banished from the kingdom. That's kind of what happens. Any last words?
I'm going to go home and watch Beer Goggle Theater.
What is Beer Goggle Theater?
Everything this movie tried to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I will say, if you ever want to see a slow-mo of a horse jumping a log, this is your movie.
Oh, yeah. A few times.
A few times.
And both literally and metaphorically, once again.